Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The right fielder, Phil Plantier. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Herm Winningham. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Flaherty. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Hesketh. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Miller hits a line drive into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffries bunts towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Reed reaches second base with a double. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Plantier strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hesketh covering, for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McReynolds takes first base on ball four. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McFarlane strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Winningham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it. Throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Appier covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nehring hits a line drive into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman hits a line drive into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi takes first base on ball 4. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flaherty bunts towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flaherty for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs is walked intentionally. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 0 for 1 in the game. Plantier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Winningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Winningham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Winningham reaches third base with a triple. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring bunts towards first. Joyner fields the ball and throws to Appiah covering. Safe. Winningham scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Rossi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flaherty is 0-for-0 in the game. Flaherty hits a ball on the ground for a single. Vaughn moves to third. Nehring moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hesketh juggles the ball. That's an error on Hesketh. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Plantier, who is chasing the ball. Thurman reaches third base with a triple. McFarlane goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rico Rossi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rossi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rossi hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thurman tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Plantier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plantier is 0-for-2 in the game. Plantier hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae. Plantier reaches second base with a double. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Winningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae bunts towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffries hits a pop-up into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McReynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Thurman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thurman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rossi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reed can't make a play. That's a base hit. Thurman moves to second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thurman scores. There goes Rossi trying to get to third. Winningham throws the ball into Cooper, who tags Rossi for the out. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Royals. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. That's a pickoff. Miller moves to second. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Flaherty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Flaherty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flaherty hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Plantier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Plantier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Plantier hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Bolton now pitching. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Winningham. Jeffries reaches second base with a double. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. There goes Jeffries trying to get to home. Winningham throws the ball into Flaherty, who tags Jeffries, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Joyner moves to second. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Danny Darwin now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Flaherty and he is out, Reed applying the tag. Joyner moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joyner scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Flaherty and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 3 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Plantier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Burks is 0 for 3 in the game. Burks hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae who is chasing the ball. Burks reaches third base with a triple. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burks scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Winningham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Winningham hits a pop-up towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McFarlane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thurman strikes out. 1 out. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rossi hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Luis Rivera pinch hits for John Flaherty. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.